Fayetteville school districts have long touted the alternative education policies offered to students in their district. The A.G. Lyerly Life Preparation Services Center, affectionately called ALPS, is the latest incarnation. And yesterday, ALPS took another step in the continuing development of alternative ways to teach.
My name is Paul Hewitt. I'm superintendent of Fayetteville Public Schools. And I'm really excited to be here today with this announcement of our ALPS Center being named as one of Arkansas's schools of innovation for 2015.
In the midst of a strong wind, students, faculty, and administrators gathered yesterday afternoon on the steps of the ALPS Center for a brief explanation of what becoming one of the schools of innovation means for ALPS. The director of the school, Dr. Denise Hoy, says the designation, made by the Arkansas Department of Education, allows the school to implement policies to try to meet students at the best place for that student's education, while helping decrease the dropout rate and increase the graduation rate.
And improve its overall student self-esteem, their feeling of hope, and that they can do it. And so we seek them out. When they miss more than 3 days in 1 week, we do home visits. So we try to go and grab them, and we tell them that, okay, here, this is what we can do for you. So we'll modify and adjust. We give them blended learning. We give them a lot of different opportunities to be successful on the computer, traditional learning, and I mean, we just meet them exactly where they are.
The state says the primary purpose of the School of Innovation program is to allow schools flexibility to try new or creative plans that can be implemented to achieve better learning. The designations last for a 4-year period. The longest-serving educator at ALPS, Joel Henderson, says the ability to break the traditional 6 classes every Monday through Friday routine is a perfect fit for ALPS. And he says it's a move the faculty seems ready to embrace.
The ALPS faculty is made up of people who genuinely want to be part of alternative education and to teach these students who are defined as difficult to serve. I think this is a tribute to the ideals set forth by Dr. Lyerly and his agent, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
One of the ALPS ideas is to implement a 4-day schedule of classes and allow Friday to be used for students to do other activities that could help beyond school. Mateo Pearson says he's looking forward to that.
And I look at this 4-day week as like an incentive for students like myself. Being able to come to school or not come to school on Friday is important. And the things that they're offering on the Fridays, such as career fairs and tours of colleges, is very important to students who would like to succeed in life.
That 4-day week is offered as an incentive. Participating students must maintain a C average in all classes and must not have been in trouble. Dr. Denise Hoy, the ALPS director, says the programs the school plans to try out mix well with other offerings to give students a better chance to work or, if parents are pregnant, attend to their children or keep doctor's appointments.
A lot of the pregnant teens are in the night school program because their parents, they can balance their schedule with their parents. And we have a GED program, so students that want to go to the GED class but don't make the score, we have prepped them over here so they can go to get the scores there. So we have, I mean, it's like I said, it's where hope stays alive.
Dr. Hoy says other suggestions will be considered from the School of Innovation Committee set up by the school. She says that committee includes parents, faculty, students, and members of the community. And two other Northwest Arkansas schools, Cooper Elementary in Bentonville and Sonora Middle School in Springdale, were also awarded School of Innovation designations.